Our Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Gimel Amud Aleph discusses the well-known concept that we learn from Hilchos Soita. Safek Tamer Brishus HaYochid is Tohar. Safek Tamer Brishus HaRabim. Safek Tamer Brishus HaYochid is Tamei. Safek Tamei Brishus HaRabim is Tohar. And the question that comes up is, may a Kohen visit a hospital to do the mitzvah b'kach olam? But the question, of course, is that he needs to be concerned that in the hospital there are people who passed away, and a kohen is not allowed to be metamah to a yisrael who was nifter. He needs to be concerned that perhaps in the hospital there are evarim, limbs from a person that are metamah. And now it's a question of a safek tuma. And the question is, a Rishus Rabbim, as far as Hilchus Tumah is concerned, is not to be confused with what's considered a Rishus Rabbim as far as other halachas are concerned, Hilchus Shabbos. So the question is, since this hospital is considered a Rishus Rabbim, maybe since it's a safek, we could apply the concept of Safek Rishus Rabbim is Tahor. However, there are those that suggest that the heter of Safek Tumah Rishus Rabbim is when one is already in that situation. He was in a place, and there's a question if he became Tamei or not. So if it was in Rishus HaYochid, we have to consider him Tamei. In Rishus Rabbim, we have to consider him Tahor. But that doesn't mean that he may lechatchila go into a place that is that has a shayla if there's tuma or not. Actually, this question is a question that the Miches Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel Oislam Adalid already discusses, and the Har Tzvi in Yerideyah Simen Reish Pei Gimel answers that perhaps we could take a more lenient approach, that on the contrary, take a more stringent approach. He says the lav, there are two lavim for a kohen. There's a lav of lo yavoi and lo yitameh. The nav of lenefesh lo yitama ba'amov, and a nav of kol nafshis meis lo yovoi. And even though the pasuk of a kol nafshis leis lo yovoi is said regarding the kohen gadol, the smack already says that it refers to all kahanim. So even though we could suggest that he wasn't over the level of lenefesh lo yitama ba'amov by going into such a place where there's a Safek Tumah Rishus Rabbim. However, that doesn't change the lav. That doesn't affect the lav of Kol Nafshis Meis Lo Yovoi. And that's a issue of a Daraisa. And we have a rule of Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. There we don't have any special rules that we learn from Soita. And therefore, there we ought to be Machmer. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the Shas Chuvas Micha Shloima Tinyona Simin Kuf, says that a kohen should not go visit in a hospital because there's a suffix if he's being over the lav lo yava. Moreover, he says we can't consider that a situation of a suffix, because although he who is entering the hospital indeed does not know if there is or isn't a person in the hospital who's not alive or is a geisus, but there are people who certainly are aware of the status of all the people and all the bodies that are in the hospital, and therefore it cannot be considered a suffix. The Shaul of Tshuvas Tshur Shai takes a different approach. He says that we have a cheskes chai, And therefore, he's much, people have a cheskas chai, and until we know that there's anyone in the hospital, until we're certain that there's a body or an aver of a Jew in the hospital, we could be lenient. But he too takes the approach, that's only if we can not verify. But certainly if there's a way of verifying, the Kohen has the obligation to verify. Otherwise, he says we can rely on Cheskes Chai. He relies on the famous Gemara Masechta Gittin, where the Gemara Masechta Gittin teaches us that a person who... The Gemara Masechta Gittin teaches us that if a person sent a get to his wife with a shliach, and there's a concern, who says that the person is still alive, the husband who sent the get? The Gemara says we could rely on the Cheskes Chai. Ramosha, in a tshuva, in Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Yair Deya, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Samach Vav, discusses this question as well, about Kahanim coming to visit hospitals. He takes the following approach, but he's speaking in Chutz Laretz. He says most of the patients in hospitals in Chutz Laretz are not Jewish. And most of the Avarim certainly are not Avarim. And therefore, we could rely on Roiv. And the Roiv tells us that we need not be concerned that there are Niftarim or of Avarim of a Jew in the hospital, and you can rely on Roif. But Ramosha says, he doesn't say that it's mutter without any question. Ramosha says it's mutter l'tzorich gadol. That means, let's say the person who he's going to visit is a father or a son or a close relative, or even if it's a question of shalom bayis. But Ramosha also says that the Kohen has to try to check to the best of his ability if there is a Jewish person who's not alive. And Ramosha says that even in a very large hospital, Ramosha mentions Bellevue Hospital, but apparently that would be the halacha in any large hospital where the chances are greater that there are Jewish people there. Still, Ramosha says, we need not be concerned because even though there are many more patients there, we still have the same roiv that most people are not, that most of the patients are not Jewish. Certainly most of the Avarim are not Jewish, and we could be lenient.